Leon Bridges mit Lisa Sawyer auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus Fort Worth in Texas im grünen Salon der Volksbühne. Schon jetzt steht er bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über seine Ende Juni erscheinende Debütplatte Coming Home, die auf Oldschool-Art und Weise aufgenommen wurde und eben genauso klingt. Wir reden über den White Denim-Gitarristen Austin Jenkins, der für die Entstehung der LP mitverantwortlich war. Wir sprechen über Vertragsverhandlungen mit über 40 Labels und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, Leon Bridges.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
It's a pleasure. How are you doing, my man?
I'm great, man. Chilling.
Cool. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Yeah. Well, we had a couple of interviews, you know, at the hotel.
And, okay.
And then we're going on over to sound check and then hearing a few. And,
okay, cool. So, yeah. so you've been to Berlin since yesterday, or did you arrive today?
No, we got here 2 days ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Just take a breather in between, right?
Yeah, because it's been pretty relaxed.
You know? Yeah, and you must have had a busy year because it started not too long ago, your musical career, but then it went on fast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, where haven't you been this year? That must be the right question because you've been all over the place.
So here, serious, yeah. We started recording in August.
Yeah.
And we released Coming Home in October of last year.
Yeah. And went on blogs and into the radio stations.
It went everywhere. I mean, it was very interesting to see.
Yeah. And congratulations on your debut LP, Coming Home, which is finished. Okay. You've recorded everything. You've recorded even more songs than you needed for that album.
Yeah, we recorded about 20 songs, actually. Yeah. And, you know, kind of boiled it down to 10 good ones.
Cool. And that must be a hard part, right? Of the killing your darlings part? It must be hard.
Yeah, it was. You know, they'll be back for the next one, you know, but it was hard. I had some really awesome ones that, you know, but they were all great, you know.
Yeah. So. Cool. I've read that the whole thing actually started when you got together with Austin Jenkins, who's playing guitar for the beautiful White Denim. We play their songs all the time as well. and I've read that you didn't know his band at that time. So what was the reason for you to trust this guy and go into the studio with him? Because I mean, if you haven't heard his music, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, there must have been something to make you like him or trust him.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I just kind of felt it, you know, because there had been a lot of people offering to record. Mm-hmm. But when he told me about, like, recording everything to tape, you know, I saw the opportunity to really kind of just make something great and just really kind of feel that essence, you know, the classic.
So he got you with his personality. You felt a certain vibe,
just certain. I mean, he's a really nice guy, you know, and you know, it just really.
But another plus was his ability to record on tape, and you were kind of like looking forward to that, right?
Indeed, it's funny, like because when I met him at the bar. And he told me that he said, hey, I want to make a record for you, man. Uh-huh. And then after he left, the bartender was like, you know, that's Austin Jenkins from White Denim. And I was like, who's White Denim? Yeah. But and so I looked him up and I was like, oh, yeah, these guys make some awesome music.
Okay. So you checked out his sounds before you really entered the studio on YouTube.
Indeed. And then, like, I mean, of course, it's, you know, two different styles. But, you know, I don't know. I just felt that this guy really knows something about some music.
I would say that it's two different musical styles, but it's one sonic philosophy, maybe. The philosophy of sound is basically the same, which is let's allow mistakes to happen on the live recordings and let's make it as alive as possible, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Definitely a common thread there.
Cool. What a cool coincidence that you guys have met. Oh, would you say it's fate or destiny? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
It must be something.
Something, yeah. It's all something spiritual.
Yeah, I really think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've also read great things about the studio where the first sessions happened. I've read about equipment from the 40s that you used.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, like, you know the details about everything. You know, I just went and showed up and sang. You know? But, you know, it was you know, the console was 1948, you know, console and, you know, record on a tape machine, you know, and all vintage mics. And it was cool, like, you know, being in the booth with in the booth with the backup singers. And then you look out on the floor and you see all the, you see, you know, see everybody on the floor, and we're all just big smiles on our faces during the recording. You know, it's just,
and that's basically really how the Motown guys recorded. There's one booth for the singer and the backing choir, and they have to get in there
exactly
at the same time and just like
there
do
was,
it.
You know, there was no like, there was no Pro Tools involved. There was no
super.
You know, there was no like, okay, hey, saxophone player, you're gonna come on Friday, and you know, guitar player, you're gonna come do your part on Saturday.
Yeah,
you know, it was all live.
Cool. And what would you say? How important is the fact that you did it that way for the sound, for the result of the record?
One, it's fun as hell, you know, but it's like, you know, it's a feeling that you can't really get in a modern studio. And there's nothing wrong with people who work in modern studio settings, but for what the sound is, you're able to achieve more of a raw sound.
One of my favorite German musicians called Sven Regner, he once said that people should stop working at studios who look like a dentist's office, you know, it's all white and clean, and they should stop and working there because there's no soul there.
Indeed, the cool thing about our situation, it all happened organic, you know, Lee, and so like, when Austin said, hey, let's make a record, we didn't go into any established studio, you know. We picked a spot in Fort Worth that's actually a loft and bar, and there's a warehouse where they tested golf clubs back in the 50s. So basically, they set up all this equipment on a putting green. And so, you know, inside this big old warehouse, and, you know, and he called up all these musicians from around Fort Worth, and they're not session players. They're just guys that played in different bands. And so everybody that you see me touring with now and on stage is everybody from day one in August. So
it's like a family affair.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, if you know, even if the Roots came and said they wanted to be my band, you know, I'd have to turn it down because you know, you can't really replace like community and family.
And it's something that more and more musicians are getting back into, is like taking care about the vibe and not only about the money and about the fact that the bass player that you're touring with is the best bass player in town. No, he's got to be the right bass player for your band, right?
Exactly. And it's funny, our bass player, he's not even a bass player. You know, he originally plays guitar, you know, and he played organ on the record. But, you know, one of our guys, he had to take care of some, you know, business. And so we, you know, it just worked out.
Cool. Congratulations on that, man.
Oh, thank
too,
you.
Because that's something that's really healthy for a touring musician to be surrounded by the right guys, right?
Yeah. I have otherwise, a great team, man.
Yeah, otherwise you can go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to Coming Home, the title track of the upcoming LP, and then we'll talk a bit more. You'll play us another live song, and we'll give away some tickets. Okay. The last tickets for the otherwise sold-out show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Another congratulations
thank
on
you,
that.
Thank you.
Another beautiful song, the title track from upcoming album Coming Home, Leon Bridges aus Fort Worth in Texas, ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und bevor wir eine kleine Live-Performance von ihm hören und ihn auch noch ein paar Tickets aus den Rippen leiern, die letzten Tickets für die Show heute Abend, quatschen wir noch ein bisschen. Now, we've talked about that during the song was on and before as well, that there's a new school love for old school music happening right now. There's new soul artists emerging. There's the Deptone people and Charles Bradley happening all of a sudden. Everybody freaks out because there's some good soul music again.
It's cool.
Why do you think is that? What's the reason for that? Why are people into the old school soul music again?
It's a sound that, you know, a lot of generations weren't able to really experience. And so the fact that they can see a young man or anybody bringing back a sound that is definitely loved all, you know, all around the world, people are automatically drawn to it.
And my theory is a little more political, maybe, because I think that in times where everything is optimized to the max, you know, every little thing happening in the capitalistic society has to be optimized for the market. You know, there's no mistakes in there. You have to be perfect and clean and clear, and then you can sell the product. And that's something that soul brings back again, is the beauty of having mistakes, the beauty of recording live, and there's a need for that in the audiences
definitely,
as well.
I don't think there's like an absolute, you know, answer. It's like, you know, just like what you said, you know, a lot of stuff kind of overdone, you know, and so it's cool to see people bring back something refreshing.
I've read that Fort Worth is called the City of Cowboys, which sounds a bit too old school for me and a bit scary as well, to be honest. What do you say, since it's an inspiring area to make music and to compose and record music, or would you Are you thinking about moving someplace else maybe for the next record?
Oh, no. I mean, Fort Worth is home for me. And we, you know, the studio that we recorded this record was built, not, you know, from the ground up, you know, not like the building, but like we put together the studio for the purpose of this record. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's great for me. I can get home and, you know, record when I need to. And
yeah, that's perfect.
See family.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of the studio, it's a perfect thing that you can go back and you basically have the same setup that you had for the first record, which sounds super great. So
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you can go back and you'll turn everything on. The mics are there and you'll probably are having the same beautiful sound on the next record. And you've already prepared some compositions for that.
Yeah.
So you can basically avoid the pressure situation that so many people have on the second album because your songs are written. You know where you're going to record them.
Exactly.
You have a beautiful band.
Exactly. We're ready to get back in and do it, you know.
So the only way is up.
Yeah,
Leon Bridges.
That's it.
Yeah, cool. I love it. So what can people expect from tonight's show? How many people are going to be on stage? Did you bring Austin, the white denim Austin?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's eight of us total, you know.
Wow.
And so it's like two guitars, including Austin, and we got Kenny Wayne on guitar, and we have Andrew Skates on bass. We have Ian Young on the saxophone, Josh Block from White Denim on drums, and you have El Chubik and Brittany Jesse on backup vocals.
Oh.
So it seems like a lot of people, but it's very simple.
No, but that's the soul setup that I wanted to look at
so
tonight.
You know, you'll get, you know, get your rock and roll tunes, you get your doo-wop tunes. And, you know, it's all, we've definitely grown as a band.
Cool.
So it'll be a fun.
Yeah, cool. So let me give away the last tickets for that very show. Wer heute Abend in den Grünen Salon möchte, in der Volksbühne, um Leon Bridges zu sehen, mit insgesamt achtköpfiger Kapelle, haben wir gerade erfahren, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir bieten eine ordentliche Portion Oldschool Soul heute Abend im Grünen Salon mit Leon Bridges und Band auf der Bühne 030 2000 9000. Now let me do a few adjustments right here with the microphone, and then you're gonna play us Better Man Live, right?
Sounds good.
Leon Bridges hier auf Flux FM. Nochmal mit Better Man Live. There you go.
Ready?
I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Give me all her good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love. But it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. All night long I was out to the morning, but baby, you're tender. Love's what I'm longing, baby, please. I'm down on my knees begging. Ooh, I thirst for you, girl. Baby, I'm running to you. Well, what can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if for you would give me another start, girl. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if for you would give me another start, girl.
Yes! stadium applause for Leon Bridges. Thank you, my man, for the live performance of Better Man. Heute Abend spielt in der Volksbühne. Unser Kontingent an Tickets ist leider schon verlost. Da müsst ihr bis zum nächsten Jahr warten, wenn Leon Bridges zurückkommt, denn heute ist das Konzert dann jetzt restlos ausverkauft. I hope you're gonna be coming back real soon.
Indeed.
It was a pleasure meeting you, and I think you can play some more shows in Berlin this year, because I mean, you've sold out the first, people are waiting for more.
Yeah,
so you look at the itinerary and make space for Berlin. Thank you for visiting us, and I hope I'll see you soon. Leon Bridges,
indeed,
best luck for the next few weeks and months and for touring, and say hi to Austin from us. We love his band as well.
I'll
play them right now. He's White Denim nochmal mit Pretty Green. Thank you. Bye bye. There it is. Pretty Green. White Denim auf Lux FM.